Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. I am Chuck Tomasi, and not here with me is Craig Stepp. Craig is on vacation, and the reason this sounds like it's crappy audio and crappily produced is because it is. This is not our regular show because I'm in the process of moving. Craig is on vacation, and then I've got a number of personal and business activities that are going to keep us from producing any content, save DragonCon. When we get to DragonCon in Atlanta on Labor Day weekend, you will get a show. Crossing our fingers that we don't have another audio screw up. But until then, I came up with this idea that we can give you little micro-technoramas along the way. I will try to do these once or twice a week, and Craig can throw his hat in the ring when he gets back from vacation, and we will get you taken care of. Expect more crappy audio. But we want to still have fun, because we're still looking for all that news out there and information that just screams of Technorama silliness, and we can do that due to the magic of podcasting and, well, RSS feeds and everything we've already been doing. So I have, if you've been listening to Freestyle, you know that it's going to be tough to get a show out. But I still have a few components of the audio gear at my fingertips, like the iPad.
And the good news keeps on coming.
This isn't so much good news. This is a phone company that routed its 911 calls to a recording suggesting you call 911. Yeah. According to a recent FCC notice, this is from Gizmodo, anyone dialing 911 in the small township of Caddo County, Oklahoma, was greeted by an automated recording telling them to, quote, hang up and dial 911, unquote. A ghoulish game of merry-go-round that went on for months. While the period of gross misconduct took place in the first few months of 2013, the matter wasn't called to light until May, when the Caddo County Public Safety Answering System finally filed a complaint with the FCC. And the worst part? Hinton Telephone Company, the provider at fault, knew exactly what it was doing, as the FCC notice explained. Hinton betrayed its customers' trust when, for several months in 2013, it apparently routed 911 calls from Caddo County, Oklahoma, to an automated AT&T operator message, which instructed callers to hang up and dial 911 if their call is an emergency. The trust was further betrayed when Hinton allegedly continued to allow 911 calls to be routed to the automated message for 3 months after the company discovered the problem. The company returned the system to functionality only after being contacted by the FCC investigator and directed to do so. Nobody thought to call the local police department or the fire department? Maybe there were no emergencies for months, and nobody uses 911, much like nobody uses the Technorama listener line. Who knows? Give that a call. Maybe the message says call 911 if it's an emergency. No, I wouldn't be doing that. This is just ridiculousness at its finest. But wait, there's more.
Good news, crybabies.
Just in case you thought there was no excuse for a grown man to have a ringtone of the Biebs, maybe this story of survival, as reported by Elite Daily, will change your mind. Justin Bieber recently saved the life of a 42-year-old Russian man. No, the Biebs didn't do anything heroic. When Igor Vohorodtsyn, or however you say his name, which I cannot, was en route to his favorite fishing spot in northern Russia's Yakutia Republic, he was attacked by a huge brown bear. But then his cell phone rang, and the ringtone, Baby, scared off the animal. Smart bear. As the bear started clawing violently at Vorozbinsky, the Biebs' prepubescent vocals made the bear's ears bleed, and it ran off. Wildlife experts believe it was the fact that the ringtone sounding off was so unexpected that it spooked the bear. But it's more fun to say the bear just really, really hated that song. Vorozbitsin. I'm going to try and say this. It's V-O-R-O, which is Voro, Z-H-B-I-T-S-Y-N. B-I-T-S-Y-N. Bitsin sounds like something on the internet. Vorozbitsin. That almost sounds like a swear word now. suffers from severe bruises on his chest and face and cuts to his neck. Other fishermen found him after he was attacked and used his phone to call for help and then laughed at him ridiculously.
What are you doing with beeper on your phone? Ptui!
Voroshpitsyn says he knows the ringtone, quote, isn't to everyone's taste, but it was his granddaughter that loaded baby onto his phone, quote, for a joke. I think, however, that just code for I honestly just, he's just a true believer. Oh, boy. Aha. So, that is the, wow, 5 minutes. Technorama got short. I'm going to do one or two stories like this, and we'll see what comes up. Goofy stories like this. Might have a Remember When. Might have a Media Corner. I've got lots of stuff that's coming in every day, and on the days that I can't find anything, I'll borrow from something I found yesterday. So thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, wait, I still have some of these clips. Maybe you can even hear them.
Send your comments to technorama@chuckchat.com.
Or
call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
Yeah, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a long time. And if you're not already doing so, how about listening to the Dog Days of Podcasting over at dogdaysofpodcasting.com? A lot of great podcasters over there. Some of the originals are hanging out. Dave Slusher, Michael Butler. Oh, man, this is like the Wayback Machine. But there's a lot of cool new people in there, too, that have come along over the years. And some people are trying it out for the first time. So we would love to hear from you and see from you there. See from you? The Dog Days of Podcasting. It is Wednesday, I think. Yes, it's Wednesday, so I got this stuff out on time, even though Craig's not around, and we'll get you another one real soon. Until then, take care, everybody. Tell a friend about Technorama. And as always, a binary high five.
0-0-1.
Thanks, Craig. Take care.